I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. The United Nations is expected to hold a vote on North Korea's human rights record next week. That's nothing new, really. The international community has been condemning North Korea's human rights abuses for decades. But this time might be different, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Marzuki Darusman is an Indonesian lawyer and a UN diplomat, and he doesn't sound like a particularly scary guy.
The commission documented and concluded that a number of long-standing and ongoing patterns of systematic violations...
Blah, blah, blah sounds like a bunch of international diplo speak. But Marzuki's words sound very different from the perspective of North Korea. That's because Marzuki is the UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in that country. And here's what he's pushing for.
Accountability on the massive human rights violations that have taken place and that continue to take place in North Korea.
The accountability Marzuki is talking about terrifies those who run the North Korean state. For years, decades even, the UN issued statements expressing grave concern about the North's dismal human rights record. Then, in early 2014, it produced a 400-page report that meticulously documented North Korean atrocities. That set a UN process in motion that will continue next week. The General Assembly is expected to hold a vote on a resolution sponsored by the European Union and Japan. It includes language about referring North Korea to the International Criminal Court. The bottom line is that the country's 30-year-old leader, Kim Jong-un, could be charged with crimes against humanity.
The problem for the North Koreans is that they have virtually deified their supreme leader.
Marcus Noland is an expert on North Korea at the Peterson Institute in Washington.
For the North Koreans, it's not just the humiliation of having their system, in effect, indicted by a 400-page report. It's the prospect that this virtually deified leader could literally end up in a prisoner's garb in shackles in front of some sort of tribunal in The Hague.
To be sure, there are reasons to doubt that Kim would ever be formally indicted. The UN Security Council would have to approve the action, and China has signaled that it would use its veto. But Marcus Nolan says the North Koreans are not so sure.
Their relations with China have been deteriorating. They are not absolutely confident that the Chinese will protect them in this way. And as a consequence, they are launching an all-out diplomatic campaign to try to blunt this initiative.
North Korea is doing things that for most countries would be considered the standard business of diplomacy. But for this reclusive Stalinist dictatorship, they're seen as a full-blown charm offensive. A North Korean ambassador held an on-the-record press conference in New York. Diplomats have taken part in UN meetings on human rights. Pyongyang has signaled that it might allow the UN Special Rapporteur to visit the country. Some North Korea watchers think the recent release of two American prisoners, Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller, was also part of this outreach. It's too early to say if North Korea is actually treating its people any better, but Roberta Cohen, co-chair of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, says something is changing.
It's always been assumed that they have been impervious to human rights criticism. But I believe we've now seen that that's not the case.
Cohen says North Korea is facing new international pressures to clean up its record, and she points to a decision by Botswana to break off diplomatic relations with the North over this issue. At the UN, Cuba wants to change the resolution to scrap any move to refer North Korea to the Security Council. Cohen says that would gut the resolution of its most powerful provisions.
Because any gutting of the resolution, any removal of those paragraphs, is protecting not the people of North Korea, but protecting the Kim regime.
As one of the authors of the UN report told me, if the international community can't hold the North Korean leadership responsible for human rights abuses of this magnitude, then who can they prosecute? For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.